Let's go to Queensland, Australia, where we speak to Professor David Schumann, who's a professor of global change ecology at the University of the Sunshine Coast, recently writing an article for The Conversation on the effects of ocean warming. That's well documented, but sometimes change in the patterns of winds and ocean currents can cause seawater to suddenly cool down, and this often fatal temperatures could affect certain species. Research shows that surface temperature can plummet rapidly by as much as 10 degrees Celsius for or more over a day or two, and when these conditions persist for several days or for weeks, the area experiences a cold wave. Professor David Schumann, really appreciate your time. We have often spoken about global warming, which scientists have reiterated is a misnomer. Let's rather talk about climate change or climate emergency, because we're not only seeing the increase in temperatures, but your research showing even a cooling down of sea temperature, which is having a detrimental impact on marine ecology. What is then the difference, besides the obvious, of sea warming versus sea cooling? Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. It was a bit nostalgic listening to that traffic report. I haven't been in Cape Town for several years now, but yeah, kind of makes me not want to miss it much. But more seriously, climate change obviously is a big issue, and is a complex issue, and it has unexpected outcomes. The IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, has been projecting for some time that we won't see only warming or ocean acidification, but also changes in extremes. So swings from extreme drought to floods, from very hot to very cold. And that's more or less what we're seeing here. And interestingly, for people in Cape Town, I don't have to explain as much as I do for people here in Queensland, because Cape Townians are used to upwelling. When the wind blows southeast and you're down at Llandudno, you know the water is going to be really, really, really cold. And that phenomenon is just caused by wind blowing water, surface water, away from the coast. That surface water is replaced by deep water. That deep water is very cold, very clear, and that gives us the beautiful days that we have in Llandudno when the wind's blowing southeast and the swell is good, but just too cold to stay in the surf for very long.
What then causes ocean cooling to an extreme that water temperatures could plummet by as much as 10 degrees, that then leads, if it persists, to the effects of marine life?
Well, what's happening here is this, that same upwelling phenomenon, but outside of its normal range. So in Cape Town, the whole west coast of South Africa in the Benguela Current is used to upwelling. That's a large western boundary current upwelling system. So there's upwelling there almost all the time. More in summer, but still all the time. What happened with the mass kill event was that there was a similar type of upwelling, but much further to the east in waters that were 20-odd degrees warm. And then with a sudden increase in longshore winds, which causes upwelling, as well as a cyclonic eddy, which is a bit of a strange thing to be talking about. The Agulhas Current comes down the east coast of South Africa, bringing warm water all the way down to False Bay, more or less. As the current comes down the coast, it meanders, so it does a little bit of a wobble. It's a bit like a drunk driver sort of swinging from side to side. And sometimes those meanders can break off and cause a small spinning vortex. So it looks a little bit like water going down a plug hole, but obviously much bigger, and it's not draining water away. It's just spinning, and that spinning throws water to the outside, which means that something has to replace the water that's been thrown to the outside. So at the center of those eddies, you get upwelling as well. So eddy-driven upwelling. And it was this combination of unusually strong and long-lasting longshore winds and this cyclonic eddy that caused the upwelling that brought the cold water that killed all those animals. And that surprisingly enough, is caused by climate change, because primarily the upwelling is driven by wind, and the wind patterns are heavily affected by climate change. And that's the real story here, is that the wind patterns are changing, and those wind patterns are actually causing impacts in the ocean that you wouldn't think, right? So just a small directional change in wind can have massive impacts on local ecology.
And that small little wind change has already resulted in a mass death event in March 2021. 81 species were affected, from tropical fish to manta rays. But you did a particular study on the impact of bull sharks. What did you find?
Yeah, and I must say, I must just step back a second here and say that the study was actually done by a PhD student I was advising, rather than by me. I'm the lazy academic who just sits and spouts ideas and gets the poor PhD student to do the work. And he was brilliant. His name's Nick Lubitz. He's out wrestling sharks and crocodiles at the moment, so he's not that easy to get hold of, but I'm happy to talk on his behalf. This cold event was amazing. It actually killed bull sharks, which in South Africa we call Zambezi sharks. And these things are really, really tough beasts. I mean, you find them 1,000 km up the Zambezi River, 2,000 km up the Amazon. These things go places no other marine life could possibly survive. But this cold upwelling event that went on for several days, lasted almost a week, and covered several hundred kilometers, meant that even though these critters, these big sharks that could normally outswim a small cold event, couldn't get out of it, and they basically just succumbed to hypothermia. And the same was true for several other species that would normally be found in those sorts of warm waters that were prevailing before the cold snap.
Really appreciate your time, and fascinating as always. We'll give you another traffic report to listen into, David Schumann. I wondered about the surname as a Schumann in Queensland, and I thought, of course, there are many South
Yeah.
Africans living that side. But
Well, I still have a sister in Darling, so if she's listening, hi, Ingrid.
hello, Ingrid in Darling. Your brother David says hello. Professor David Schumann, Professor of Global Change Ecology at the University of the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. Really appreciate your time.